And we'll have other great prizes coming down the road, other great subscriber content as well. And it's so simple. Just go to 1620thezone.com and scroll down the page and look for the area that used to say subscribe today.
No longer does.
And sadly, no longer does. And so now it says 1620 the email. But it serves the same purpose. Join us today. We would love it if you did. I know that you're not a big fan of the Super 70 sports, but this did bring back memories.
Oh, yeah. I saw you quote tweeted something that was muted, and I was like, all right, who? What idiot is this? And then I clicked in.
Well,
show,
back in the
show
day,
muted
when we used to have the three-ring notebooks, you know, with the paper that you tore out and did all your homework in.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular notebook was the National Football League.
It's a great look. It's very handsome.
It's very handsome.
And then you made a weird joke. Like,
no, it wasn't. It was A, it's not a joke.
So weird.
And B, it was very normal, very American.
No.
But the first thing you did once you got this thing is you took your pen and you X'd out the Cowboys logo.
Mm.
The first thing you did.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
And that was an identifier that you were a decent, God-fearing American and not some kind of a devil-worshipping heathen.
Not a simp, as Nick would say?
Not a simp.
Interesting.
You're a cowboy simp.
But I do. As soon as I saw that picture, I'm like, damn, I had that notebook.
Hey, shout out to Super 70 Sport for actually sending out something from the 70s. I appreciate
no,
that.
No, that was from the 80s.
Okay, never mind. He's a moron. Gotta hate that guy.
Is that what such face masks look like back then?
Some of them.
Those were the... Actually, it's funny because the NFL kind of used that template for years, even though by the time we got to the 80s, most players weren't wearing the two-bar face mask.
Nick, anymore. Google, why can't I think of his name right now? I can think of his last name, Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry. I was like, Tim Bradshaw? Google.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't remember. Google Terry Bradshaw, Nick. I'm trying to find which photo.
Which are you looking for? His skinny face mask?
Here we go. I just found
1975.
Oh, this one. That weird-ass face mask. Yeah, Google Terry Bradshaw 1975, apparently, Nick, and you'll find a weird.
Or God, Super Bowl X.
What a weird face mask that was.
Why?
Yeah. Yep.
What is that?
That was his face mask.
Uh-huh. Very normal.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember the first time I saw football players without face masks, and I thought, oh, my God, how did they survive?
Mm-hmm.
And they did for many, many years.
Yeah.
Many, many years.
Indeed.
Ah, the memories.
The best part about memories?
Making them.
Yeah,
why can't I think of Terry? I was like, Tim? Tom?
Terry?
Terry? Hey, in honor of Terry Bradshaw forgetting everything, I just forgot his first name.
That's
I was doing a bit.
Fair. That's,
it's a bit.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Nebraska baseball a little bit earlier in the Creighton game.
We're going back to it?
Well,
are we going by these weird-ass comments on the YouTube page?
No, we're not going.
People are losing their minds. My God.
People are losing their minds. And, you know, this is an example of how the For You tab has been very beneficial because I wouldn't have seen this because I don't follow this individual, nor does this individual follow me.
You don't follow Jack?
No. It's a.
Would you after that game?
It's Jason from Huskerland.
Oh, that guy hates me.
Yeah, I think he hates all of us.
Yeah, so let's not read his stuff.
Well, but he did bring up an interesting point. He had a thread on this.
Oh, he doesn't have John blocked though. Interesting.
Yeah, because, he hates our show.
Because if you.
Thanks for listening.
If you looked at the, you know how every team tweets out the final score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Nebraska baseball account tweeted out the final score, Creighton 6, Nebraska 4. And there were many comments, many of them from angry Husker fan. And it led old Jason from Huskerland to tweet out this thread. It started with, I'm not going to read the whole thread, but it's so bizarre to me how quick people give up on Nebraska ball. By far, in all caps, the most successful men's sport of the 21st century. We cheer until the bitter end for a team that hasn't been to a bowl for 7 straight seasons, but turn on a winning team the moment they hit a rough skid. Baseball is the only of the big 3 men's sports to win a conference title this century, and it's won 5 of them, 2 in the Big Ten. The overall number jumps to 8 if you include tournament wins, and yes, they still have an excellent chance to contend for another this year. But the general sentiment is how folks immediately, you know, want to jump off the Nebraska bandwagon when they lose.
Wasn't that part of that football brain, I think, is always...
Football brain is certainly there because, unfortunately, there's still a lot of people that live and die with every single game, and they don't look at sports, especially like baseball, that play a lot more games and realize, hey, this is, you know.
That said, to play devil's advocate just a little bit, yes, in the 21st century, they have been the most successful men's sport. But like, if you go like post Mike Anderson, they're just kind of generally fine. They're still actually more successful than the football. Well, I don't know.
No, they're more successful than football.
In the post,
they want to. They want to. Darren Erskine led him to a conference.
You're right. Yes, they have.
They've been to the NCAA tournament.
So they are, but they're. It's not like, I wouldn't say that they've been super memorable.
No, it's certainly. We're not talking the early 2000s.
Since Mike Anderson got fired, they've won the conference twice, which again is granted is more than the basketball team and the, and the football team. So I guess I will acquiesce.
I would chalk this up to normal fan behavior. I mean, and again, football brain, as you call it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that out there.
See, and the other thing, too, and dare I read comments from Douglas and Dion and the reaction to last night. But like Douglas says, Ed Service knows the importance of CUNU series for in-state and area recruits. I don't think Bolt does. That's it.
That's way too simplistic.
Yeah, and Dion says, congrats to the very much-hated Creighton, Iowa baseball team. It's sad Nebraska hasn't taken you seriously the last 20 years. Hopefully our new AD cleans house of our crap coaches.
I mean, do you realize that you're basically calling the Nebraska Athletic Department stupid?
Do they really not? I don't think that there is a lack of taking this matchup seriously. You cannot have your take and say, or cake and eat it too.
No,
you cannot.
Of course
you're
not
allowed to say that Creighton is a nothing program and then say, oh, and that's why we keep losing because we don't take you seriously because you're a nothing program.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Max says, insane take. We're doom and gloom on Husker football a ton as well. Every sport. Baseball's no different than basketball and football as far as fan sentiment goes.
Oh, sure.
I think Max is saying that in response to the thing that you read.
And some of that again. Yeah, it's typical fan behavior, and it's also football brain.
You know, I think
overreacting to one game at a time, and I get it. You know, some of this is also reacting to 10 out of the last 12 times losing to Creighton and the recent run they're on where they've lost 5 out of their last 6.
Yeah, and it's I have no issue with being upset when you lose to a rival. Matt just says, at least Nebraska tweeted out the final score, even though they lost. Ohio State still has never tweeted out the final after the Michigan loss. I didn't know that. That's pretty funny. But like, I like that matchups and rivalries make everybody on edge. I know that we joke a lot about
that's
Ryan
why rivalries
Day. I know we joke about Ryan Day a lot. I think it's awesome, though, that a team, a program that has had so much success that they have, loses one game and everybody loses their mind.
Yeah.
I think that that is what makes college sports really, really cool. You know, it's not like that in the pros. I don't want Dallas to lose to Philadelphia, but they don't lose to Philadelphia in the regular season. It's like, oh my gosh, it's time to clean house. It's just, it's a loss in the regular season, and then you hopefully move forward. College sports aren't like that, and I think that's cool. But again, you cannot put a lot of importance into it, but then also say, yeah, but actually, Nebraska didn't really care, and that's why they lost.
If that's the case, then I guess all the celebrating after run scoring or guys pumping their fists as they come off the mound when they get a big out, like when Nebraska turned away Creighton with the bases loaded and nobody out. Yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah.
Didn't care at all. And when you look up and down the roster and you see the kids from Norris High School, Beatrice High School, the Omaha schools, Lincoln.
I mean, speaking of football brain, how much of this, it just always goes back to like, Oklahoma's the only rival, and that's the only one that I will allow myself to care. It's like, embrace being this angry.
Yes!
Embrace it. It's okay to let yourself be that mad, but don't try to like weirdly downplay it. I don't understand it.
It is weird downplay.
GBR 1997, though, says, fire Bolt if he misses another regional. Look, I'm certainly not someone who has thought that Will Bolt's done like this bang-up job. Congrats on almost beating Arkansas in the regional. Congrats. Like, I don't think that it's been a super successful. Is he as successful as other coaches that came before him? Darren Erstad's had more success than him, right? Or at least, at the very least, the same.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's
Dion,
true.
Well, then Nebraska sucks. I don't think they suck, but I don't think that. Look, did I ever buy them as a top 10 baseball team because their RPI said so? No, absolutely not.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, shout out for having an RPI of 10, but come on. Charles, baseball, it's not for some people. I think that's probably true, too.
That is probably true. Here's Mike on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Good afternoon, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a fan of both teams, both Nebraska. I guess I'm a Jayster.
Mike, you're not allowed to do that.
I know, but here's the deal. I think a lot of Nebraska fans forget. Give a lot of credit to Ed Service. That guy coaches up. He takes a lot of kids and builds that talent, and he competes very well. And Nebraska's on an upward trend, too. And there's one more game, right?
There is
one more game
in
13
2 weeks.
Days.
Yep.
There you go. So Nebraska has a chance to get back at it, and I hope everyone attends. So,
there you go.
I do, too. I'd like to see more than 10,000 people at the ballpark early, like it used to be back in the day.
Early forecast has the temps in the mid-70s that day.
Nice.
We need to shoot, just a
we
little
need
bit
to
later.
Shoot for 10,000 people in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Creighton going for the sweep. Nebraska trying to avoid the sweep.
Mm.
Also, it would be a big RPI win for Nebraska, and they need that right now.
There you go. Is that a neutral site game or is that a road game?
No, it's a road game.
Okay, because isn't one of them a neutral site game?
I
thought legally one of these is neutral, one is road, and I swear, I'm pretty sure, John.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong, but again, my addle brain is like...
Take a swig and then maybe you'll remember.
No, I don't.
Take a swig of that very normally priced drink.
Swig it up, John.
Again, big fan.
Swig it up!
Big fan of the 3-3-5.
We love the 3-3-5.
By the way, Hunter Renfroe is just homered for the Royals. So I don't want to hear any more of this bitching about...
Let's go, Royals!
All you do is talk about the Cubs score. I'm updating your stupid, idiotic Royals score.
Great Royals. John, they're about to continue their over 500
season. You want to talk about a team that's probably not worth their RPI ranking right now? It would be the Royals. Have you seen their schedule? Really weak.
John, this is unreal. You know that these players are paid to play baseball that they're facing.
Well, now college kids are played.
Exactly. So we are not allowed to make fun of them. It's a tough sport.
It's a tough sport. And
the pitchers?
Unless you're playing the White Sox.
Have you seen the spin rate on some of this stuff these
days?
Yes,
I have.
Have you, though, John?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
I have.
Curveballs. They curve.
The run and wrestling connection coming up, and I think is that.
Yep, it is.
Wow, Michael Severe wants to weigh in.
About college baseball?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
I don't think
What the hell's going on today?
1620 The Zone.